So I want to answer a question I get asked quite a bit, right? So when it comes to, starting a business and having the resources and having the ability to do so when you don't really have much money to do so, right? So and there's always those things out there that you can do. You can easily, go out and be a freelancer. You can easily go out there and do many different things, but I get asked quite a bit, instead of manually doing like freelance work and manually going out there getting clients or whatever the case may be, as far as when you're starting a business, because honestly, getting clients is kind of hard. And it can be if you don't have the right tools and training and the mentorship and stuff like that. But if you do, then that it tends to get easier and easier and easier after you get the first one, right? But when it rolls down to it, the quickest and easiest way to make a start getting revenue and start making money, and when you literally have nothing, is you can start affiliate marketing. Now you can do that through a website, you can do that through video, you can do that like a YouTube video, you can do that through just about many different sources, right? So let me just talk about affiliate marketing just for just a second though, because it's changed, the landscape has changed so much in the past 5 years. It's literally completely different. And what you got taught 5 years ago, if you were in that spectrum, it's completely different, right? So it's no longer like, hey, let's put up a blog post and then somebody's gonna click our link and we're gonna win. Now that's an obtainable goal, and that will happen if you get mass amounts of traffic, right? But you got to do a lot of SEO behind it. You got to do a lot of different things to get that, through a website. Now, but what I do recommend, and again, because that does work, right? But the best part about doing this is probably video. The simplest and easiest way to do it is video. Literally anybody these days can get on and start a YouTube channel and literally put a video on it that video will be playing for years and years and years. There's videos that I've made, 4 or 5 years ago that still make me money today. And honestly, when I first put them out, I had no intention of whatsoever. I had no clue about what I was doing. I absolutely sucked at making video. The quality of it is terrible, but it still works, right? When you first start out, you're probably not going to be good at it. You're probably going to like hear yourself talking, and you're going to be like, oh my, I don't even want to hear myself talking. Not to mention, if you're face to face and you're going to be on the video, that's a completely different thing. And I do recommend you try. Don't script it out. I mean, you can script it, but I mean, if you try to read from a script, you're gonna get, it's pretty much obvious, right? So I kind of feel like it's something you should kind of roll off the hip and just go right off the cuff and just do. It's more personable, you feel it, people are there, and there's so much editing software out there that you can just easily edit these things these days with really cheap tools, and do that, right? And you can go about, making a YouTube video and then promote whatever. Now, let's talk about promotion, right? Let's talk about what you should promote, right? So, and this is why I talk about the landscape's changed so much, right? Because it used to be where you would promote something on Amazon and you would, make 15% commission off every sale, or promote one-time sale items just like that. It could be just about anything that you sell or you would be promoting. Now, with that comes a thing called people are recommending stuff that they don't even actually ever use. And what I do highly recommend is you at least use the product and understand the product and be honest about the product, right? Be honest about your thoughts and your uses, your successes and your not, and maybe your not successes. People want to hear the pros and cons, and oftentimes it's still left up to the person to, get the software or get the product or the service or whatever the case you may be recommending. And it's up to you to give an honest opinion. So I do highly recommend that you do your research on that. Don't just spout off and just say, yeah, this is the best thing since sliced bread, when it's not. And honesty really shows light, and people will start following you more if the more honest you are and the more, sincere you are with what you're doing, right? And it's going to start off slow, whatever the case may be. But, you know, you all it takes is one video, right? All it takes is one video of you promoting the right thing, and literally you're starting to make money. And it is that simple. And then, oh, by the way, take that same video and make a quick blog post on a website. And then, you know, if the video is ranking really, really well on YouTube, you're going to rank on the website too. Then you can just put the post as on the actual YouTube video link, so that people will click to the post and then go to that as well. So if they want to find out more about that, they can get the written word about that, because some people don't like video as much as they like to read. Some people like to read more than they like the video. Some people like to watch videos more than they like to read. Some people like to listen to podcasts. Some people like to do different avenues, right? But the easiest and simplest way to do things, right, is for somebody to just make a YouTube video. And when, let's talk about promotions, though. Let's talk about, you're not going to make a YouTube video promoting something on Amazon that you're going to get 15% commission on, and it doesn't really work out that way, right? Because the simple fact of, yes, you may have used that product. You may have done that, but that's a one-time commission. One time, like, somebody's going to buy that. What I highly recommend is you go after reoccurring stuff, like anything that could be reoccurring, whether it's a software that somebody uses, whether it's a platform that they have to be part of or that they want to be part of that's beneficial to them. Whether it be some kind of, you know, paid thing that, you know, like a membership or something. It could be just about anything that is reoccurring, that is something that, and they all have affiliate programs, right? It literally is using the gen mentality and getting on and Google it now. When I say gen mentality, you understand whether it's Google it now, that you get on Google and you just literally type in whatever affiliate program, or you type in whatever program you're searching and just type affiliate program after that. Or like such and such, it could be, let's just say for instance, like if I wanted to promote somebody's course or something, somebody's training course online or something, I could easily like promote somebody's training course and just, you know, for that matter, if it's a reoccurring membership thing. Like if you're going to do a training course, I would recommend somebody that has a paid, like reoccurring membership. Even like, so for instance, let's just talk about like a ClickFunnels or something for that matter. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying do ClickFunnels, because honestly, in my opinion, that's kind of saturated. It's really, really saturated. So convincing somebody that you're going to, get them to join your ClickFunnels and you're going to do that. I mean, what you need to do on that, that's called a super affiliate. It's a total different ballgame, right? So you're not only are you're basically recommending that they use it, but you're going to train them on how to use it. So when the word super affiliate comes out and you hear that word super affiliate, it's generally speaking that you're going to train the person at when they buy it, or when they are before they buy it, you're going to train them how to use it so that they're comfortable using it. And by the way, that keeps them using that product all the more because they know how to use it and they're getting the support from you. So you're almost getting paid to be like a mini consultant, but I would say only do, you know, like super affiliate work for things that you are super knowledgeable about, right? So if just so happens you're a ClickFunnels expert and you could do that, great. Just so happens if you're an expert on something else, great, do that. But I do recommend going after the reoccurring better than the short term of like the Amazon products or stuff like that. Or even if it's a one-time sale for a high ticket product, that's great. If you have the ability to do that, literally just put one video out a week or two videos out a week about that, teach about that, or even show the benefits of that product, service, or wherever you're promoting, and literally do it. Now, how do you get these affiliate links, right? It's a good question, right? So when it comes down to it, everybody, when you Google it, you're going to find out that these places have, you know, different signups. You can sign up to be an affiliate for them. And it's just that simple, right? You sign up and you literally, like if you have a business, you sign it up through your business. If you don't have a business, then you sign it up through your personal account. And then you basically get your affiliate link. And I do recommend like doing like a tracking system for yourself. Like use, like, for instance, I use I just so happen to use Marketer Magic, which is Mini-Me is the link shortener. What I mean by a tracking system, like a link shortener, which you take the link you're going to get from your affiliate, and you basically shorten it to make it make sense. So for instance, if I was promoting one of Kevin David's courses or something, like his digital course secrets course or something, I would say, you know, I would say, get your DCS right here or something like that. I could shorten it instead of having this big, long, drawn out URL with a bunch of numbers, words and stuff. Literally just have it that simple. So, I mean, that is basically the summation of, you know, what affiliate marketing, how easy it could be. It's literally making a video, making a couple videos a week, you know, getting outside your comfort zone and making a couple videos, and then, you know, putting your links below, put them in the comment section, put them in the description as well, but put them in the comment section as well and pin that comment to the very top so that people can easily see it. Because the first place they're going to go, if they like the video, is they're going to go to the comment section and they're going to comment on the video. And if they see your links, they're going to click on them, right? They'll naturally want to watch and they naturally want to learn more about the product or service or whatever you're promoting. Very, very simple way to do that. And again, it doesn't take much, right? If you do two videos a week and you're, you know, and it doesn't have to be two videos about two different products. It could be two videos about that one product because you could have one thing that you really do like, right? But I do recommend you be honest and sincere when you do affiliate marketing, because that's going to make you, it's just going to work so much better. But when doing affiliate marketing, again, you can do blog posts, but I do recommend doing video with blog posts, meaning you have the video, then you have a website, you embed the video inside the website so that you have an explainer video on that actual page of the website, and then put a script behind it, but you know, below, put like the paragraph or two or three or four, you know, at least about 1,000 words or something describing what you're talking about, because some people like to read, and then give them a link to follow. So that way you have two different atmospheres. You have a website that you're literally doing natural SEO on because Google will find it, because Google is tied in with YouTube, and YouTube, again, YouTube's owned by Google. So basically you're going to have that kind of frame of tie-in together so that you're naturally going to get some of that feedback go to that. Now, again, you can easily have that video on there as an explainer. You talk about the video on that post, and then it helps you out that much more. Now, this has been a very successful avenue for many, many different people in many walks of life. And that's just being a regular affiliate. Now, if you're going to go into the super affiliate, if you get like really, really good, or you're really, really good at something already, then you want to go ahead and do the super affiliate method. It could be anything. It doesn't have to be ClickFunnels. You could be a super affiliate on like tactical knives or hunting gear or, you know, makeup or whatever the case may be, and just teach people how to use the product. Like, literally, I know women that make millions and millions of dollars teaching people to use makeup. Literally, they get on and they have videos. Literally, look it up on YouTube right now and you can see these people showing you how to, like, they'll just do different stuff and show you how to use it and the benefits of like before and after. And then they'll basically, and then by then the people are basically sold on it because they see the benefits. They see you using it, how much you're enjoying the product. But again, that's an example. You want to be sincere with what you're doing. You want to make sure that and then those same videos are going into websites that even rank even higher because of the simple fact of that video is so popular. But again, it ties back into the whole Google owns YouTube thing, and it really, really helps out with the SEO. Not to say that's the only thing you need for SEO, so don't feel like you're actually getting some kind of hack there. It's a natural progression, right? If you know, you own something as you being Google, and you own something and your other company has something listed on their list, it naturally is going to fall into your, if you're the biggest search engine in the world, it's naturally going to fall into your, you know, search path, right? So naturally the video could rank, or most likely the video is going to rank higher than the article. But in the cases of, you know, putting it on, actual YouTube video, if you put a couple different YouTube videos on the same page and you describe and talk about different ones, like you're teaching somebody about something, it's really, really helpful. And again, I mean, that's just really when it breaks down to having a solid affiliate marketing system. Now, affiliate marketing, again, can be very, very profitable for somebody trying to get resources and trying to get make money so that they can start their business and start their journey on what their real goal is. Now, it could be, and that could be something you're testing the water out on to see where you really stand. You know, you don't know. Like, if you're just starting out on business, you don't know. Like, if you could easily be swayed one way or the other. But when you start doing affiliate marketing, you kind of learn, you know, what you feel is best. Like, who are you? You kind of learn your way of doing things. And I think it helps out so much more because, and not to say that that's the route you should take. Not everybody has to take that route. Not everybody should take that route, but it's an option for those that are bootstrapping their way through and are coming up that literally do not have much to start, but they do have, they do have the will and the drive and the effort to do this, right? And that's really what it takes. It takes the will, the drive, and the effort. Learn, implement, succeed. It's literally a process you just start, right? And those action takers doing this, right? The people that take action will win every single time. Action beats inaction every single day of the week. So when it comes to that, making sure you do the right thing and making sure that you do your research, like literally go online and what is the most popular trending thing? Or maybe you find something that is just coming out, then you purchase it, and then you like it so much, and then maybe you don't like it, then you still make a video on it and show your honest opinion about it, and people trust you and like you, and you grow in their eyes, right? So they're going to go back to you for more advice, and that just helps you that much more. So I say this to help people that are trying to, you know, grasp that affiliate marketing understanding and grasp that, you have the ability to gain the resources. It's literally in the palm of your hands if you have the will and the drive to start. So this is just one option to start doing affiliate marketing. Now, this is the most bootstrapped way to do it. Literally, all you have to have is your camera, your phone, or, you know, whatever, and just basically put it into an editing software on your computer and then load it up to a YouTube channel. If you don't know how to make a YouTube channel, all you do is use the Gen mentality on how to create a YouTube channel. Literally, you can watch a video right now on how to do that. It's literally that simple. I have 3 YouTube channels myself. So again, when it comes down to it, you can have as many as you want. Just make sure that each YouTube video or YouTube channel is about something completely different. Don't have one about digital marketing and have another one about fishing gear, or don't have those two tied in. Don't do a video about, you know, what is digital marketing and then have the next video on that same very channel as, you know, fishing gear of the week. You know, you can have 2 different channels says, okay, one's about digital marketing and one is your hobby about fishing, right? You can literally do that and have 2 different channels because they're 2 separate audiences. And it doesn't matter if somebody knows that you happen to have another channel, just says whatever the case may be, because we're all human beings. We all like different things. We're all successful in business. We're all trying to be successful in business. We're all, you know, it could be 2 different topics or 2 different hobbies that you like that just so happen to be working together, right? So don't feel like, and don't overthink it too. Literally, just go out there and start taking action, making things happen. Google it, find it. Then start, you know, going in and literally purchase something and find like something you want to be part of. And if it's in, I highly recommend you do high ticket items or you do reoccurring. Now, I'm not saying that you can't do low ticket items. I'm just saying you're not going to make as much money off of it as, you know, the high ticket items or the reoccurring items. So again, and it takes a little bit of effort to do the reoccurring, especially if you're going to do like super affiliate. But when you're doing that, I mean, you're going to get a sense of fulfillment when stuff starts happening. You start getting the sales, you start getting things happening, and don't always put all your eggs in one basket. The reason being is because, again, any given time that could fall through, and you want to make sure you have a backup plan for that. So as you start making money, invest in yourself to learn, get a course, get something to learn, better yourself, get a mentor. It doesn't matter what you're doing, but as long as you're growing and you're learning, you're going to get better and you're going to get better every single day. So one brick at a time, make sure you lay that foundational brick as the best you possibly can. And then every single day, lay another brick, lay another brick, lay another brick. And a year from now, you're going to have a wall. And that's how you build a wall, one brick at a time. Not if I told you to go build a wall, you'd tell me I can't. If I told you to go lay a brick, every single person I tell that to can pick a brick up and lay it on the ground. So all I'm saying is lay your brick the best it possibly can be laid and be honest and sincere when you're doing affiliate marketing, and you will win. Again, this takes what it takes to be an action taker, right? So you can listen to this and do nothing and you won't get anywhere. You can listen to this and start taking action on this today, and in a year from now, you will be very grateful for where you're at. I guarantee you. It could be a week from now. It could be 2 weeks from now. It could be 2 or 3 months from now. It could be a year from now. Some people are really, really great on video. Some people may need to work at it. Me personally, out of 4 years of doing it, it took me forever to get slightly good at it. I was absolutely terrible at it. But out of those videos that I made 4 years ago, they're still making me probably at least $2,000 a month. So that goes to show you, if I can do it, you can do it. Anybody can do this, right? So I'm trying to give you advice, exactly my process on how to do it and how I've done it in the past as a success story, again, to show you that anybody can do that. So it's me, and you can go back and research and look at my videos on how horrible they were. And again, see those to get a little bit of influence and say, hey, if he did that, I can do that as well. So again, I hope you understand a little bit more about affiliate marketing, how to bootstrap your way through. And if you're needing some resources, it's literally about effort, and it's literally about you putting in what it takes to make it happen. So with that said, I wish all of y'all the best. And as always, click the links below. Check us out. Be glad for you. Happy for you to join the fam. So we'll see you around. All right.